This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
First of all, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting, Kristen?
We're podcasting on Riverside, which is weird, which only means that we are not sitting next to each other, but we are through the interwebs.
We might have
basically
been
in each other's laps.
We might have been sitting next to each other last night. And
no comment.
You know what? I only had two glasses of champagne, which is not very much, I don't think, because it was over the course of like 3 hours.
I would like to just say that I felt it was important to knock back a couple vodka tonics, and my body cannot handle it anymore. Like, it doesn't even matter. It literally does not matter. I will have a hangover if I smell alcohol. That's why I'm no fun anymore. Anyway, thank you for joining the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. If you can, rate, review, subscribe. You can see these hot pieces of work
on YouTube. So hot. Don't go to YouTube unless you really think you can handle how
I got thoughts on YouTube. I got thoughts on YouTube.
You know what?
That doesn't matter.
I was going to see if you wanted to talk about that today because...
No.
Well,
not yet.
Okay. Okay. But, you know, not just that, but, you know, I had some other thoughts about... We're too angry, you guys.
No, we're not. We're just moms that are in the thick of everything that you do as a mom right now. Like, everything is busy and... Everybody's feeling a little burned out, and it is that, and also like the weather is going to change and then everybody's spirits are going to lift.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But let's just say while you're listening, you dicks, we are moms. Really? And we are really doing our best.
Jesus.
So you know, nice.
Yeah. At some point we'll talk about, we'll what do you call it? Stoke the nest or whatever you call it when you like piss off bees.
What do you call it?
You know, it's called like, never mind. I'm getting in so much trouble. I can't talk about it right now. But we will talk about YouTube and all the things that come with YouTube on another fun and enlightening episode of My Mom So Hard, the podcast. But for today, we're gonna not talk about it because I don't want to be in a bad mood.
Okay. I found this mom box that we're going to do later. And I'm just going to warn you that it's long, but it is the most delightful thing maybe I've ever read. And
that's nice.
That includes like my children's birth announcements. I'm just joking. I didn't do birth announcements. I didn't do any of that shit.
I know. I felt terrible. Like, literally, I had friends that sent like pictures and they're like, so excited to announce. And I'm like, are we still doing that? I thought if I put a picture on Facebook and everybody like thumbed up it, we were good. Like that doesn't count.
Exactly. I had so many friends and I was like in these mommy groups and they're like, here's a picture of my baby inside of a pumpkin. And here's my baby inside of a freshly knitted pea pod. And mine was like, here's my baby. I tried to Photoshop out the barf all over the front of her clothes.
I did get Finn and they were darling, but first of all, they really pricey like to do like the whole like photo session. So I'm like, I'm sure on some level my 15-month-old son was like, yeah, I feel a lot of pressure to be on today because I'm like, you better not mess this up, man.
Don't you flush money down there?
Yeah, 40 minutes and I'm paying full boat and like, let's get this going. And so, but I never did that with studio shoot with Eleanor. So she's still like just not happy about that.
You took that picture. You have this big, gorgeous picture of Eleanor and she's wearing like pearls and like an old timey hat or something. You did that?
No, I did go to a studio for that.
I was going to say, damn it. Why did you volunteer to take pictures of my kids if you're that good?
Yeah, man, I'd be sitting pretty right now if that was my work. You're right. I did take her, but I took her with Finn. She never got one by herself.
Yeah.
And so like that is actually a zoomed in picture of her next to Finn.
Second child, you know, we don't need to.
I know. I used to make that joke to my sister. I would say, then she'd get so pissed. I'd go, I'm like, look at all these beautiful pictures of me as a baby. I'm like, where are yours? Oh, we have your DMV photo and your mugshot. Just kidding. No mugshot.
Basically. And all of ours are like, my brother won this like most beautiful baby contest. Like
he was my brother. It's such bullshit.
He was born in this like military hospital. His like picture was up on the wall. And like mine, they were like, is that a human baby? Because I like my mom's labor with me was like so rough. You know, she I had one of those like misshapen heads and stuff. And my
look like a question mark.
Oh my God.
Who did this?
My grandmother was bawling, like, oh God, I wanted a pretty granddaughter. And she looks like a potato. And
I remember saying that to my mom when they brought my sister home because I was 7 and I couldn't wait for her to be born. And I remember I've talked about this before. I looked over the seat and all it was like black hair and she looked like she was squished. And I was like, oh, she's not very cute. And my mom literally had just birthed this baby and lost her mind.
Yeah.
What are you, Kristen Margaret Hensley? She's beautiful and perfect.
I spent 10 months cooking that baby in the last like 2 days, shoving her out of my eyeball, my tear duct.
Turns better for her in a few months. I don't know. And then she got real cute, but rough start. She still gets, Megan still gets so pissed.
She's so cute. Megan's so cute. My brother still has very wonderful teeth and a charming smile. And I put a lot of work into all of this. That's fine. I had this crazy thing happen this week, and I don't know if – well, I shouldn't say I don't know if it's that interesting, but I – like if you're not a mother, I'm not sure you will understand this, but you will understand my reaction to this. Okay. So Delilah has – they like pick out their own lunchbox. Like that's a part of like – that's the most exciting part of like back to school is picking out the lunchbox and then picking out like the backpack that goes with it. So she picked, I don't agree with all of her fashion choices. This lunchbox, it didn't really match her backpack, but she picked it. She loves it. It gets so dirty. It looks like she drags it through a construction site. It looks like it is backed over by just like monster trucks. And so I have to like wash it every weekend, but it's in like pretty good shape. So well done, Tommy Bahama, who knew you had a line of girls' lunchboxes, but you do.
Oh my God. But Jen?
What?
Can you hold on 1 second?
Is there
I think I might have forgot to pick up my son.
Yeah, I'll hold.
He's here.
Okay, he's there. Everybody relax. Everything's fine. Finn is there.
I'm so sorry.
How did he get there?
I have no idea. I don't know.
But he's there. So that's all that matters.
So maybe he Ubered. What do I know? I'm just saying I would not be happy if he did that.
Well, either way, you've raised a resourceful boy. Look at that. There he is.
I'm so sorry. This is me not getting my shit together and like being a little bit behind all day, like chasing my ass all day.
Oh, yeah.
And like looking at the clock and the clock's like, I always think I'm like early and then I'm like 10 minutes late. That has been today all day.
Oh, yeah.
And now I am going to be less panicked. I'm going to take us back to the lunch boxes, which I was thoroughly enjoying until I thought of school. And then school made me think of my kids. And then my kids made me think of a bus stop. The bus stop made me think of like, who the fuck is picking up our son? I didn't cover those bases. And now I'm on a podcast.
Well, either way, he figured it out. He's home.
He sure did. He probably has some new tattoo or something that I don't know about. Okay.
Mom, you owe a guy named Tommy $10.
Hey, Mom, did you know if you just walk down one of a boulevard and you put your thumb out, someone will give you a ride for free?
Yeah. If you cry loud enough in a Starbucks.
And one of our neighbors brings him home and they're going to text and be like, hey, we saw Finn sitting there. Oh, the shame. It's only happened one other time, and it's the only thing my kids bring up is I forgot them at school one time, and they sat in the office with teachers and people for 20 minutes. It wasn't even like a full
It was early situation. Pickup day though, right? You tell me somebody that hasn't forgotten it was early pickup day.
We never had that growing up. Did you? No. Did we ever do that? Every day was the same.
Maybe like on in the service. Wednesday before Thanksgiving or
yeah.
Like before teacher, like conferences or something we would, but never. But it's every Tuesday in Los Angeles. And it
and
is-
then there's like all these other, Los Angeles has a really, lot of days off, a lot of like, you know, here's a half day here. We're going to take a half day there. I'm like, it literally gives me a panic attack as you just visually witness.
It's honestly like barnyard bingo, you know, at the state fair where they put that big bingo thing down and they wait for an animal to shit on it. I think that's what they do. They let the superintendent put a whole bunch of Taco Bell in them and then like just let them loose. And then that's how you decide what days are off, what days we're in school, because there's no guessing.
Barnyard bingo is so gross.
I mean, there's no telling what day we're going to be off. And it's insane.
Okay, well, everybody, my son has been recovered.
He's sad.
I'm not winning any awards. I'm not winning any awards.
And what would it be if you did win an award?
I don't know. Nice to be acknowledged.
it's just nice to be recognized.
It would just be nice to know that my wound up nature actually had a positive result instead of like, you know, I'm always in some sort of neurotic flare up. And like, that does not help me. Like thinking I forgot my kid, everybody, I'm fine. Take a Xanax and get over it.
He's there. So everything literally is fine.
Meanwhile, he's not responding my text message. So I get it. Well, he might be mad at me.
He's not helping.
He probably had to walk 2 miles.
Well, he's not helping matters. It is a full moon week. So everybody's like, crazy and chaotic crazy. This week.
Okay, go back. But Trey, keep as much of this as you want. Let's
Trey, keep all of this just so those dicks do know that we are trying to podcast while we are moms. And that's not easy.
They're going to be like, you don't know how hard it is for me being in my mom's basement. I've got thoughts and notes for you, lady.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to tell you how I feel about your podcast about being a mom.
A lot of dads out there just getting ready at the keyboard. I don't even think it's how they dads. Do it better.
I think it's bros.
All right. We're not going to talk about it this week. We'll talk about it at a later episode. And
yeah.
I do think if you send someone a dick pic, it belongs to them. So you can share it at will. Because especially if you didn't ask for it and you're not in a relationship with that person, you just, without asking, sent one. So
yeah.
We should get to be able to share it if we want to. So,
Oh my God, we're going to get so everyone's going to, we're going to, it's going to be. Anyway,
are we going to do that? Well, let me tell you, let me just tell you a adorable, frustrating story about my daughter's lunchbox. Hold on.
Okay.
So she loves this lunchbox. I've tried to talk her out of it because I'm not a fan of it, but no dice, okay?
Why aren't you a fan of a lunchbox? What's it got on it?
No, it's like
Sons of Anarchy or something?
So we have another one that she got for a gift, and it's really nice. It has all the different compartments. So you can
a little bento box.
And it fits like we use one of those like short round thermoses for like soup to put like pop in and mac and cheese and stuff. So the other one's just kind of better. And it fits better into her backpack, but she likes this big behemoth that is basically a briefcase, which she loves it. So last week she came home from school. Like this girl does not get mad. Like she's not have you ever seen her mad? She really does not get mad. Like she'll get a little teary every now and again, but she was like marched up to the car and she was so pissed off. And she was like, Mom, somebody stole my lunchbox. Because they keep them outside the classroom, like on the
Yeah.
Okay. So they stole her lunch. And so she is such like a little crime junkie like her mom is. She starts asking around. Like
got a little notebook. She's like, I just need to know where you were at exactly 11:37 a.m.
And I don't even know how she gets this information, although she does have all the girls at her lunch table involved in sleuthing this out. She finds out that there is a fifth grade boy who took her lunch ate most of her lunch except for a couple of items that he didn't want, and then put the lunch bag back in the cart after lunch. So he just like walked by, didn't have a lunch, and stole her lunch bag. So she has spent the last like...
That guy's like, I'm going to take another fifth grade boy's lunchbox. But what he really took is tiny Delilah's lunchbox that just looks big enough to like that she could sit inside of it.
I'm not saying that a fifth grade boy can't have a pale pink heart covered Tommy Bahama lunchbox the size of a briefcase.
Check.
But I don't know. I think it was like a crime of opportunity. I don't know if it was the one on the end or what, but you know, she got lunch. She got to eat, but she didn't get like her lunch. And
she was pissed.
She felt very violated and very mad. Can I pause for a second to tell you I'm taking care of myself a little bit better?
Yes, Jenny. I like hearing that.
I am back on the AG1 train, and I'm so glad that I'm doing it. I feel like energized. I feel younger. I feel healthier, girl.
That's right. Because I'll tell you, I'm with you. I love AG1. I've been using AG1 for a long time because I'm one of those people that I don't like to take a bunch of pills and they can kind of make me feel icky. So I love that I can get all of my supplements. I drink it in the morning. It's like a true act of self-care. And then I feel really good. Plus it covers my nutrient gaps and supports my mental and physical health in just 60 seconds every morning. It also replaces my multivitamin, my pre and probiotic, and my supplements to support energy and focus. And I don't know about you, but I can use more energy and I can use
all of those things. And if I can say something that isn't so concise or smart, it doesn't taste bad. It tastes pretty good in the morning.
It really does. And here's another fun fact. I don't like to admit it, but I am aging. And it is a part of life, but I don't think that aging should prevent me from doing the things that I love, you know, being active and all that good stuff. So I want to do the things that matter for me so I can live as long as possible and take care of myself. So I drink AG1 every morning to support my brain, my gut, my immune health. And it just takes one little scoop a day and I'm laying the groundwork for long-term health.
You guys, she's threatening to join a soccer team for adults. I'm like, you got a torn labrum. Don't do it, girl. But you can do.
AG1 makes me feel like I can.
That's right. It's a good daily habit. It delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's just a great, healthy habit to add every day. Moms, you need self-care. This is a great way to take care of yourself.
That's right. It's a nutritional supplement. It's a foundational supplement. And basically, it's just a one-stop shop to get all the vitamins that you need. And who doesn't need that? And it definitely makes you feel better. And it supports immune health. So it kind of helps you stay healthy when you're around a lot of people that might be bringing some germs home.
Try it, moms. You're going to love your AG1. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner of ours for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/mom. That's drinkag1.com/mom. Check it out. So for the last like couple weeks since this happened, we've been finding like little notes in her lunchbox that are like,
rethink your decision.
You're reading this and this isn't your lunch. We are watching you with like eyes drawn all over it.
Now they've sent like a plant. They're like, okay, I'm going to put my lunchbox over here. I hope no one really likes Laffy Taffys and mac and cheese.
What a delicious lunch I have packed today.
Yeah, look at the accoutrement that has followed me to the classroom.
You're not that far off because yesterday she came home from school like upset on another level, like worse than the first time that she was upset. Angry and also like kind of scared. And I could tell, you know how you can tell like she's scared she's going to get in trouble because she's like really crafting like what words she's saying or like how she's saying it to me. So she and the girls from her lunch table, they're 8, you guys, came up with this cockamamie plan to put the lunchbox in the lost and found because they are convinced it wasn't just like a random crime, that there's something about this lunchbox that this lunch thief wants.
It's a little bit entrapment. I'm just saying it's not going to hold up in court.
That is, Kristen, that is exactly what I said. And I go, okay, so they put the lunchbox in Lost and Found. And guess what happens?
No.
Somebody took it.
Same kid?
No.
Of course not. That's the entrapment part.
No, I know. It's not the same kid. And I'm like, but okay, so Delilah, what was your plan? Was somebody going to stand by the Lost and Found all day so you could watch who took it? And she goes, well, we didn't think about that.
Yeah, well, where were you when we were planning?
Yeah, so now she's so upset. Of course, she wants... Her lunchbox is gone now. It's not. It hasn't been in Lost and Found. She came home, yeah. No lunchbox. She had to use the backup lunchbox that she's really... And I'm like, but by the way, I might have made this story 15 minutes. This was like full 3 hours, basically, her telling me this story. Like, this is the most upset she has ever been in her life.
I mean, there are a few things that feel as like... deep, like you are deeply wronged. And one of them is when, if you've ever been cheated on, that's a different episode. But the other is if somebody steals something from you or takes something from you, it is like, you, first of all, whenever it's happened to me, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So I'm shocked. So there's that level of it. And then there's a whole nother level where then I'm just pissed that I would never do that back. So they feel like they have an upper hand. But I've only had things like that I knew that I didn't just forget where I put them that were actually stolen a couple of times. Man, I was pissed. I still can't get over it.
Well, yes. I mean, I still think, like, I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing me talk about this, but I still think that, like, my grandma's jewelry that I lost and a psychic told me I threw it away because I've done everything to find this shit.
But psychic.
I think the guys that worked on our house stole it. Like, I think it got stolen because there are other things that I go to look for that I can't find that weren't like in that. So I feel like maybe somebody just fast like went through stuff and like took what they can. Because whenever I'm looking for that, like some of that jewelry now, I'm like, somebody stole it.
I never think anything of mine gets stolen. I always think that I just lost it because I think on some level that makes me feel like I'm actually going to recover it and there,
yeah.
It doesn't feel so bad and so final.
Yeah.
Also, I have this weird thing, which is not the fact that I'm riddled with attention deficit disorder. So who knows where I leave shit? I mean, the trail of tears I have left behind is immense.
We leave a phone charger, computer charger in every hotel we stay in.
It's fantastic. And imagine what I was like in my 20s. I was always like, do you guys find my ID? Did I leave my credit card at the bar? Do you guys know where I parked? Like, I don't know where anything is.
Have I told this story on the podcast before about my husband finding that ID on the beach?
Yes, but it's cool.
Okay.
And then you put it on Facebook?
He messaged the girl on Facebook and she was in federal prison for bank robbery.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't be a good Samaritan, people. But the thing that makes me pissed off about my daughter is I'm like,
that should be the name of our podcast.
The thing that makes me pissed off about my daughter. Yeah. No. Also, a million things delightful. We've covered those bases. I'm going to make you look at baby pictures. Okay.
Yeah.
The really crappy ones that I had taken because I'm cheap that I took myself. But like the thing that makes me so mad about it is she knows that Lost and Founds are the place where things go to die. It is a black hole. Our school like donates all this stuff like once a month. I have told her before when she loses like a thermos, I go, just go to Lost and Found and grab another one. Like,
yeah.
Just go. Somebody took yours. Go take somebody else's. And maybe someday it'll like go back to who it was meant. But the idea that you would purposefully set something in the Lost and Found makes
it's literally like throwing it away.
Yeah. I mean, we have.
So now she's double pissed. She's mad at herself. She's mad at the guy. She's mad at the plan. She's mad at her team. Like, I feel it on several levels.
Well, she's starting to like get to that age where she understands, like, no, it does suck to lose stuff because she lost her retainer at Black Bear Cafe, got thrown away. And we had to replace that sucker and it was $500. And I was like, so you're
we have dug through the trash that shall go unnamed at a hot dog joint called Carney's,
yep.
Where my ass was in the air and I was deeply inside of a brown bag of garbage searching for this retainer. And I didn't, at one point, I felt embarrassed. At the second point, I felt I was absolutely going to find it. And then when I did find it and I came up and it was like a cartoon covered in, I was in filth. I was covered.
It was in a dirty diaper with mustard and ketchup.
I mean, that wasn't mustard what I was touching. And you know what? I came up and I felt, when I held it in my hand, I felt like I had won the Olympics. I was like, look at me. Look at me. It was fantastic.
He's like, that's not my
time. I've done that.
Oh, if I found any retainer, I'd be like, you know what? It's close enough. Just put it in your mouth.
Yeah, put it in your mouth. I don't know who this is, but I'm sick of finding your in.
I wash it. But I told her, I'm like, you're going to have to pay for part of this, like some of her money, because I wanted her to like feel what, like not being responsible.
That sucks. Yeah.
So we got her like the, it was this like little case. You know, Kristen, for as much as we paid for orthodontics, because we have the same orthodontist, other ones, I won't say who it is, but they have this like thing that it like clips onto their belt loop and it's got a little zipper so that the case is always there. So if it's like, you can't leave the whole case and stuff, like it's like a keychain thing.
Like a janitor?
Kinda. So I got Delilah. I ordered this like little Lilo and Stitch like wallet that's on.
Oh my God. Everybody's into Lilo and Stitch right now. It's like such the hot topic.
It is. Well, I got her that and it like fits the case and the AirTag that I bought to go with the.
Where does the AirTag go?
It goes just inside the well, some people put them in the case, but I actually thought it was a thing
that goes on the retainer. That's what I thought. That it would go like it was like some, I was like, they must have some fancy ones if she's got one on the retainer that you could like.
We're patenting that. Don't anybody use that idea. We're going to patent that. It's going to be like a little microchip that goes on the retainer. And then you can download a Find My Retainer app. And then I'm literally paying you $500.
Copyright. That's ours. That's ours. That came from us. If any assholes on YouTube are listening that are into like software engineering, which sounds like that's probably your space, and you want to develop this idea with us, we could get over the fact that you were mean to us if you can actually make this into $1 million idea.
It feels like it keeps coming up, even though we're trying to move on.
I'm trying. I'm not ready, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I did. There's this, I saw this TikTok, and also we don't need to copyright this idea, because everybody should use this idea, because we've talked about this before. There's this viral video of this guy at like, you know, one of those like outdoor like jazz festivals or whatever.
Yeah.
Some kid was lost. And so he did the thing. He put the kid up on his shoulders so that the kid could look for their parents. And then the parents, you know, he was up high enough that the parents could see. And the guy walked like down in front of the guys playing. That's a good idea, right?
It is a good idea, but I feel like don't get me started, but I feel like somewhere in the world, there's going to be someone that's like, well, you shouldn't put that kid on your shoulders because that's not your child. And you could be creepy by helping a child find his parents.
No.
Oh, you shouldn't be trusted. You're bad news, guy that wants to help a kid.
Those bad guys are getting to you, Kristen.
I said we'll talk about it in another episode. I'm just a little – look, the internet is a crazy place, and we are putting ourselves out there, and sometimes the trolls get to me, and I think that's fair to say that once in a while they do, and it's such a weird feeling because like when something gets stolen from you, when people take cheap shots at you and you don't have an actual person to look at or a thing – to sort of feel, it's unnatural, right? It's unnatural to read comments about yourself that are personal. And it's pisses me off.
Oh, and people that don't like really know you or like, I mean, it's one thing if somebody who knows you well says something that's shitty because you're like, well, maybe either they had a bad day or I have to look at this. But it's like, you don't get to say that if you don't know me.
Here's the thing that I'll say that I know whenever you're like, let's not talk about that. It's all I want to talk about. It's like,
you see what I'm doing? You know, I'm like Hannibal Lecter over here. I'm getting her to talk about it.
Here's what I'll say.
She said,
basically, there was a mom who reached out because I had made a joke in a podcast about, it was off the cuff, like, joke about somebody being lame for not drinking. It was, I obviously did not mean anything by it, but.
Oh, Kristen, I haven't seen this one.
Right. Well, it's just one little on Instagram. She sent a message and she was so cool about it. She was like, you made a joke about being lame if you don't drink. And I just want you to know that, like, my husband is now sober and the thing he worries about the most is like how people will perceive him. So just so you know, and I was like, you know what? I really appreciated her just saying, you said this thing that kind of like maybe was a little insensitive. I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. And I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. I can be a little bit more sensitive to that. And I took a minute to like think about how hard it is. Like I did Dry January and I felt weird. It must be terrible for someone who is doing this thing that socially is very different. With that being said, it was an off the cuff joke. Obviously we're comedians. People are going to get mad one way or the other, but I thought her approach was really nice and I really appreciate it. And then this other mom said we were saying the F word too much. And I said, you know,
yeah,
we do that.
We do that sometimes. Yeah.
You know, we appreciate you understanding, but like it is who we are. We cuss on occasion, but thank you for reaching out in a way that was kind. Unlike the world of YouTube, where people just can be like, I don't know. It's like,
worst thing you could ever say to somebody.
Just to say it. I've never been that person.
And then say that with a bunch of emojis at the end of it. And that's what the comment section of YouTube is like.
When, you know, when we first started doing Our Mom So Hard, we were like, let's create this space. We didn't know what it was, you know, like to us, we were like, we're just going to do these videos and it's going to feel fun. And then it became a thing. And then it became a really big thing. And it was so fun. And like our page, we were so proud of it because it just felt like kind.
It was
most of the time.
It was nice. Yeah.
It was nice. And when there were people that were being not nice, it would sort of police itself in a very nice way. And you can't, I'm not saying we're Pollyanna and we have rose colored glasses on, but I think you and I take a lot of pride in the fact that these videos that we've made or these stories that we tell are all in an effort to make women and us feel seen. So sorry, 28-year-old dickhead that doesn't resonate with you. It's not for you.
Well, I mean, that's also what I would say to you, Kristen, that I don't think you need to feel bad or start like censoring yourself about making, you don't think people who don't drink are lame, but you will make that joke and you should be allowed to make that joke because
I know, but we're in such a weird time for comedians.
It isn't a place for somebody who doesn't drink because we will have a cocktail while we're doing the podcast sometimes. We will talk about having a drink. I don't think this is the place for you to go if you're still in a place where you're like triggered by that.
Right.
If I were to sit down with somebody that's sober, I would say to them, I think it's badass. I think it's awesome. I think like, why not? It's fantastic. Like I literally know people in their 50s who have never had a drink in their life and they're not missing a thing. They just like grew up around alcohol and they didn't want to have it. And well, I think it's really awesome, but I can still make jokes about drinking.
Right. I think anybody who is a comedian, you're always dipping your toe into something that's a little bit subversive. So you're going to automatically have people that say things, but just know it still can hurt your feelings.
Yeah. We're real people.
You know, like I know that like there's this idea of like, well, you can't let what people say get you down. I'm like, the fuck you can't. You really can. It really can.
Yeah.
Like it can make you feel bad. It can get in your head. You can feel altered. And this is not just trolls, but people in life. Like if somebody is really kind to me and says something really nice to me, it's gasoline for me. The same can go the other way. And I think I do a pretty good job. I've had all sorts of wonderful things said about me, but there's been a couple that I'm like, I'm going to put you on my Game of Thrones Ariana Stark list.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill list. And I'm just going to come at you.
Well, that's what my husband said is he goes, it's so funny because for all the like nice, sweet, fun messages that you guys get when somebody sends like something critical, it is like your whole day. And it just is like, how can it not be?
But see, Colin says the same thing. And I get kind of frustrated because I'm like, no, it's not one comment that upsets us. It's like a particular like sharpshooter comment that gets us, and it will both alert us, but the rest, I mean, I've been called fat, lispy, raspy. We don't care. That doesn't.
Swimsuit video people are like, ugh, kill yourselves. Like, yeah. Really?
And you know where? On YouTube.
Yeah.
On YouTube, which is my kids' freaking platform of choice. So it just, I don't know. It feels like big and scary. And I'm somebody that it's super easy. I'm really easy to find critical. I'm easy to criticize. There's a lot to point at.
No, everybody is. And it's also like you're like this great thing, I think, that you do, Kristen, and why we're friends and like why I think people love you and like the videos and the podcast is.
Because I'm a good dancer.
You're a good dancer.
Singer. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
But like you'll put yourself out there and be like, here's like what's like wrong with me. Let's laugh about it because that feels better than, you know, crying about it. And like,
yeah,
it's I think like you have to be an idiot not to recognize that, for somebody to listen to you or watch you and not realize like what you're doing is like comes from a place of strength, but it does make you vulnerable. And so nobody like does or should like go into a bank and go like, hey, bank teller, you didn't really deliver my cash to me with a smile. Or
so I'm going to get on Yelp and just rip you apart.
I'm going to go home and sit down behind the keyboard and just really think about a scathing way to make you question yourself. You know? Although I'm sure there are people that do that.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
I just think you have to be a particular type of person who will just out of nowhere sort of leave a scathing comment like it's nothing. Like if you're doing that, you have your own unhappiness to deal with, and it's not mine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it does make me feel incredibly like protective of our kids and kids in general, and why I'm so anti-social media for them.
Oh yeah.
Because like you and I are grown ass bitches, and like somebody says something, I feel a little bit of a scuff, but I could imagine being a young teenager and having this world access to you over some dumb thing you did, or even something good you did, or this need to have it all recorded. Like every good deed you do now has to have like you in selfie so you can see that you're doing it. It's too much, man. It freaks me out. Well, it really freaks me out.
I think that because we recognize that there is a slight advantage that we have,
right?
Like, that our kids will have, that like this, I don't know what Gen Xers certainly didn't have, and maybe like Gen Zers or I don't know, didn't have, which
you mean that, like a little bit of like savvy.
Well, I tell my kids, like my son has his YouTube channel and he's not allowed to put his name on it, any information about him. He's not allowed to have it. I think he does have his face on a couple of videos now, but when he was younger, he wasn't allowed to have his face on it. Like every notification he gets goes to Britt or me so we can see it. And like, so Dash knows, like I tell him all the time, I'm like, the world of the internet and like online and social media and these platforms isn't like the real world. Very rarely is somebody going to be a straight up jerk to your face, but they're happy to do it online. So
yeah,
you just need to like have the lowest bar of expectations. So like he'll make a game and you can make comments about it like in these like game platforms, and he's like, oh, and I see it. He's like, 10 people give it the thumbs up and one person gives it the thumbs down. And
looking at that, that thumb down is going to be the thing you think about.
Totally. And I'm like, I'm setting his expectations so low. I'm like, just expect the worst. And then if you like get nice comments or something like that, that they're just a bonus. And
we're zero. We're not any, like Finn and Eleanor will appear on I Mom So Hard. And then I have obviously like my own like personal Instagram, which is I forget. Yeah. It's so funny how little I actually was on Facebook before we did things on Facebook, because I wasn't a big poster. I would do it as sort of like a working like photo album. I think a lot of people do that. And that's what I do like about Facebook. And everyone's going to be like, she's so old.
Oh, I know.
I like seeing like my friends' kids graduate from high school. I always know when it's deer season. I always know when it's hunting season. They kind of come at the same time, evidently. Everybody's in prom dresses and holding up, you know, dead bucks.
Yeah.
But I enjoy that. And then I feel like with Finn, you know, having a little bit of exposure from the show, I just am very careful. And they've asked us to like start a social media for him. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it. You got me. You can go through me. You can go, listen, we got him a phone. And I'm already like,
I know,
barely hanging on with that. So we are not, he is not going to have social media, nor will Eleanor.
Yeah. I think that's really smart, because in my head, phone and social media go hand in hand. But I told you, so we had this, the 8-year old drama in our house, besides the lunchboxes and early thieves, there was a text chain that had most of the kids from Delilah's class on it. And it got a little like spicy. Yeah. It got specifically unkind to Delilah. And I don't know, like my spidey sense went off or something. There just was like too many dings. Like I never said, go ahead and make this like text group, because she's allowed to like play with kids in games if she knows them, like from her class, and she can FaceTime. And I like that because I can hear what's going on. But in like these text chains and a text with 15 kids on it or whatever.
Forget it.
That's like social media. And it's
it's the worst thing that ever happens to me personally.
Oh my God, I know. All of us were like, how do I turn this off?
How do I leave a conversation I don't want to hear about every detail of the dinner that we are going on?
Boy.
Get me out of here.
So she's getting these dings, these alerts are going off at like 8:30 while she's in the shower the other night. And I look in there and I go through the texts and I go through all the texts and then I go through, find other text threads. And it's just, it's like otherwise benign stuff. It's like they're not sending anything that's like scary or damaging or like, you know.
They're a lot more brave on a text message chain.
They're being mean. So I messaged the moms and I said, she's not allowed to
be on there anymore.
To be on there anymore. And I said, I think you should look at it too, because I'm sure this is not the standard that you want, but she's removed. So we're not even on texting anymore. We're only FaceTime where I can hear what's going on.
Well, now we know. I'm like, Finn has the phone. Just know me. We have the contract and the responsibility and the Life 360 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, every now and then we have a rule that no phones past 8 p.m., myself included.
Wait, you could have checked 360 when you didn't know where he was.
I don't know how. Shh. It just pops up alerts. That's a really good idea. I should have done that.
Watch a TikTok on how to use it, Kristen.
Wait, it says he just arrived at home. Wait, time sensitive. God damn it. You know what? I don't know. Spyware. Okay. It's so different than when we grew up. It's so hard.
I'm just going to have a chip implanted at the base of my kid's skull so I don't have
We're to all really about. Close to that. We make jokes about that, but we're all so close to that, because I think we would all be like, you know what? Based on the meme that you posted, I think if we all had a chip, we would all be like, thank God I don't have to memorize one more password. Oh, I don't have to put on – I don't have to use my Apple remote to watch a show. I could just wipe my wrist along it or – put my wrist along the thing at Trader Joe's to buy my groceries. I think it sounds great. I would never carry a purse again. I'd have my Carmex in my pocket and my weird wrist chip.
I mean,
that's another Shark Tank.
That's ours. Don't anybody take
that's
it.
Ours. That's our idea. That's ours.
Literally to like record this podcast tonight, it took me, I don't know, you can chime in here, maybe 3 hours, Trey, for me to figure out the password to get into our Riverside account, you guys. Like, I don't have the time or the bandwidth, you dicks. I don't.
Oh, and let me just say on this note, there is no greater joy. And I mean, I'm being so sarcastic when not only people like us lose our passwords, but if you go into the older generation, which my mother-in-law,
oh yeah,
I've never seen anything like it. This woman is so convinced that everyone is going to break into her like Yahoo account, which makes me wonder what she's got in there. But ooh, her password is 72 different letters put together that have are arbitrary, that have nothing to do with it, and are like, it's the longest password. And she'll keep it on like loose pieces of paper, like a Splenda packet. And then we have to, and then every time we go back to Houston, I go, Colin, your mom is going to ask you to help her with her computer, and you need to be patient.
Colin, I haven't been able to use the Hulu for about 6 months. Is there any way you could go and change my password? But you know what? If it suggests like your phone, when you go into like starting,
I know
it's like strong password, and that thing is like 17 characters long.
I never choose it because I'm like, nope. What are you thinking? Why would I choose
this? And
then
it asks you, do you want to use the strong password or pick something?
Or your own.
Yeah. Like this same one like, that you've used on everything, dipshit.
I will tell you right now, if there was a like cyber genius sitting next to me, two moves, you'd get mine. two moves. And I think...
Kristen, lucky seven. shit. Sorry.
They'd be like, did you use the word password? I'm like, no.
1, 2, 3, 4. Mm. QWERTY, 1, 2, 3. No.
And I did not use my maiden name. I did not.
No, because somebody else is using it. That's a whole other podcast.
Honestly, that's hilarious. You said that. This is a great way to dismount. We can go into the mom box.
Oh, God.
Literally, I got it. So there is another me, as we have talked about before. And she just got a notification from an HR company because she was having a hard time getting into her account to look at her benefits because she is newly married and now has a baby. And she's really turned things around because for a while she had a bad credit score.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad credit score that followed me. And I was like, hold on. There's another me out there and you guys are getting this wrong.
Kristen, you can say a lot of things about me,
but don't you
fucking say. Bad credit score is not one of them.
You will not say that. I will come at you. So I literally have in my life with this other Kristen, literally sent emails. And today I go, guys, you need to look at her email more closely. This is not me. This is, you're sending information to a person that is not her, and she needs to get her benefits. So look at your notes. So I know it's weird how much I know about this person.
Yeah. I wonder though, if she got married to somebody whose last name is Sweeney, because how crazy.
It's an S. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's the last name is S, and it's fantastic. I'm so happy for her. It looks like she decided to trade in a car that she couldn't afford and go with something more reasonable. Smart. And I'm glad she did.
Smart. Good decision, girl.
She's in Texas.
Maybe you can have her help Colin's mom with her password.
Yeah. Can you go over and just talk to her and save everybody a lot of trouble?
You won't have to. Okay. God. Okay. So this.
Sorry. I went off the rails, you guys. Okay.
I said I wasn't going to throw anybody under the bus. And then I did. But okay. All right.
People that deserve it. And then I would put it in reverse.
Okay.
They're going to be like, I'm going to come for you, old lady.
Okay. So, Kristen, do you want me to cut some of this out if I can? Or do you want me to? Okay.
How long is it?
Well, it's not War and Peace, but you let me know if it's okay, if it's getting to be
too
long.
You've never said it. Okay.
So this is from Melissa VR. So those are her last initials.
Okay.
Hello, Jen and Kristen. Having grown up on a farm in Northwest Iowa, I'm pretty used to driving in crazy winter weather. But just recently, you got my daughter and I through a really rough trip. Let me set the stage for you. I now live in Northern Illinois. Sophie, my daughter, was to start a physician's assistant position in California on January 17th. Yay!
Ooh, that's cool.
So I offered to ride with her, which all good Midwesterners do. You got a road trip that's over 12 hours. I'm coming with you, right?
Yeah.
Especially
a good Midwesterner will do that without thinking. They'll be like, you need someone to ride with you?
But here's what not just a Midwesterner does, but a Midwestern mom does. So I offered to ride with her and her Great Dane to keep her, company and have a mother-daughter road trip. What could possibly go wrong on a three-day drive across half the country in December, you ask? The freaking weather, that's what. We left on Thursday to get ahead of the storm that was coming. Couldn't believe earlier because I was traveling back from Colorado after babysitting my granddaughter out there and a snowstorm had delayed us a day. So I took 80. Now we're getting into roads, you
now
guys.
Now we're getting into this. And she's speaking our language. Yeah. She doesn't even say I-80. Took 80.
I took 80 through Iowa and Nebraska, as you know, was nothing but snow covered the whole way because we didn't get ahead of the storm. We drove into it. Finally, after 14 hours of white-knuckle driving, we got to Cheyenne. That's Wyoming, you guys.
I love Cheyenne frontier days, baby.
Oh, God.
My mom got bit in the butt by a cowboy. Go ahead.
The next morning, it was blowing and snowing, but off we went because we're good, stout Midwest girls. We drive 3 hours. We're diverted into a truck weigh station because 80 was closed. After sitting in the car for 2.5 hours in a snowstorm and 15-degree temperatures, Sophie went to ask a trucker if he had any intel on the road, if it would be opening soon. Trucker Mark was an angel in a semi. He gave Sophie his phone number and said we could come in his truck if we got too cold. Oh, no. After another 30 minutes, each of us was peeing in a bucket. Samson and the Great Dane was shivering. We reached that point. So we sent my husband Trucker Mark's phone number and a picture of his license plate so he knew where to find a person of interest if we came up missing. We hung with Trucker Mark for another 2.5 hours. Taught him some card games. You know one of them was pitch, right? Hands down. 100%.
No, because they need one more person. They're like looking at that Great Dane and they're like, bring something to the table, fucker. Like, well, and, we need four people.
And Mark fed Samson the Great Dane some cheese, okay? Later, Samson's got real stinky toots. Finally, we were given the go-ahead from state troopers to go back east of the mountains to the west, and the west were passable. Okay. After being turned away by two full hotels, we finally found one in Mountain View, Wyoming. That tells you the type of land we were in. Day three started out with clear skies but tons of blowing snow. Trucker Mark called us and told us the roads were clear and that since he was ahead of us, he would scout the roads for us, and he did. Bless that man. He called us every hour to check in on us and tell us where the rough patches were. In his Tennessee twang, he said, Miss Sophie, I've taken you under my wing and I will get you to California.
Oh, God bless
him. And he did. We had one more story hit us as we approached Donner Pass. Scary. So we waited it out on Trucker Mark's advice. Finally, one full day later, Mark, the trucker, called and said we'd have smooth sailing the rest of the way, and we did. I hope you made it to the end of this long story because I want to tell you that you were right there with us. Sophie had heard me talk about you girls for years, and I suggested we listen to your podcast. Of course, she loved it, and we listened to you all the way through Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, and California. Through unbelievably stressful times, you kept us laughing. Often one of us would pause, and a discussion would spin off your topic. Many times, your stories would lead to memories and laughter of our own. Questions and answers exposed my life pre-kids, brought us even closer, and reminded her that I too was once a teen and young adult. It was a rough trip, but worth every snow and ice covered mile to have that time with my daughter and to hear her say she wouldn't want to go through it with anyone else. You were such a huge part of making it a positive experience, and one neither one of us will ever forget. She sent pictures of her and her daughter and Mark.
That is exactly what I needed for my soul right now.
It's the best mom box ever, right?
It's the best. That I love that she was with her daughter, that like a good Samaritan became a friend. I feel like Trucker Mark's going to call him for the next 25 years and they're going to be like, just checking in on you, making sure you're all
right. Isn't it going to be one of those relationships where he like, I'm headed through town. Yeah.
Right. I hope. And that she's going out and starting her job and they were talking and we got to be in the car with them. That's really, thank you for that.
Yes.
Man.
And
I needed that.
And also, so your daughter, Sophie, message us because you're in California and so are we. So if you get stuck or anything, you need a Great Dane sitter, Kristen, she'll volunteer, you know?
It's true. I will. I get along great with animals.
Did we just podcast?
We did. And I'm so glad that's how we left this episode. Yeah. 'Cause that just like reinvigorates my belief in all the good ones out there. You can't let the bad ones determine your day, but it's all right to get a little feisty about it.
Sure.
Then you let it go. And now I will think about that story and that will be what makes me happy.
Thanks, Melissa. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys.